Okay, so get this right. Today, we're diving into 18th century Venice with Canaletto.
Ambitious.
It is. But we've got this incredible painting to guide us, the entrance to the Grand Canal of Venice, plus, our trusty Wikipedia article, always there to fill in the blanks.
Always a solid starting point.
So this painting, it's not huge by any means, under 20 inches by 30, kind of like imagine a window into another world, but the window's not that big.
A very precious window, though.
Exactly. And the view, oh man, the view. Canaletto, he was a master of that Rococo style. Think elegance, think light, delicate brush strokes.
It's like the art world took a deep breath after the Baroque period and said, okay, let's lighten the mood a bit.
It's true. Less drama, more delight. And speaking of delightful, in this painting, he's captured one of Venice's most iconic landmarks, the Basilica di Santa Maria della Salute. You can't miss it.
It's true. It dominates the left side of the painting. And it's got such a fascinating history, too. It goes back to the 17th century when Venice was hit with this terrible plague.
Imagine,
Heck,
right? The
crap.
plague. The people of Venice, they vowed that if they survived, they would build this magnificent church as a symbol of hope, a testament to their gratitude.
And that's exactly what they did. The Salute isn't just a church, it's a symbol, a beacon of hope rising right there on the Grand Canal. And Canaletto doesn't just plop it in the middle of the painting.
Oh no, he plays with the composition, placing the basilica slightly off center.
Exactly, drawing your eye across the canvas, making you feel the weight of its presence, inviting you to explore the scene.
It's like he's saying, look closer, there's more to uncover here.
And speaking of uncovering things, get this, there's actually another version of this painting. Can you believe that?
Is that right? It's not unheard of for artists to create multiple versions of the same scene, each with its own quirks and
Oh,
variations.
absolutely. But it makes you wonder, why two versions? Was he experimenting, trying different approaches to see what worked best?
Maybe. Or perhaps he had a specific patron in mind for each version, tailoring the details to their preferences.
A 300-year-old mystery. We may never know for sure. But here's another twist for you. Are you ready for this? One of these versions of the painting. It pops up in a video game.
Now that's a curveball I wasn't expecting. A Canaletto in the digital realm. Tell me more. So the Wikipedia article, it mentions Merchant Prince II, a strategy game. And apparently Canaletto's painting appears as a Venetian screen. But don't picture gamers just staring at a virtual art gallery. It's a bit more nuanced than that.
Right, because back in Canaletto's time, a Venetian screen wasn't just a screen in the way we think of it. These were these elaborate, decorative pieces of furniture.
Oh, absolutely. Multi-paneled, often adorned with painted scenes. It's like bringing the beauty of Venice indoors.
Exactly. Status symbols, conversation starters, you name it. So in the game, it's not just a random art piece. It's like they're trying to recreate that whole atmosphere of 18th century Venice.
So they're basically immersing players in this historically rich world with Canaletto's masterpiece as their backdrop. It's kind of wild when you think about it. Centuries-old art colliding with cutting-edge technology makes you wonder, does seeing a painting like this in a video game change how you see it in a museum?
That's a great question, right? Does it like cheapen the experience?
Yeah.
Or does it make you appreciate it even more? Like, wow, this painting has survived centuries, different mediums, it's still here.
Right. It's like it's found a way to transcend time and space. Speaking of which, I'm dying to know, where in the world can we see the real deal? The actual entrance to the Grand Canal Venice painting.
Oh, well, for this one, you're gonna have to hop on a plane, maybe grab yourself some barbecue while you're at it, because this Canaletto masterpiece is hanging out in Houston, Texas.
Houston,
Right,
of
of course it is.
course.
Yeah. The Museum of Fine Arts, they've got it. Part of this amazing collection, the Robert Lee Blaffer Memorial Collection. So, yeah, if you're ever in Houston, you know what to do.
Definitely adding that to my must-see list. It's amazing when you think about it. We've got plague stories, architectural marvels, secret alternate versions of the painting, even a cameo in a video game. Canaletto, man, he knew how to keep things
He
interesting.
did, didn't he? And at the heart of it all, he was just capturing life, the energy, the vibe of Venice, but with such precision, such detail, it's like you're transported back in time.
Yeah, that's what gets me every time. It's not just about the buildings, right? It's the life he breathes into those scenes. The gondolas gliding by, the crowds, the reflections on the water. You can practically hear the chatter and the lapping of the waves. Makes you wonder, though, if Canaletto were around today, what would he paint? I mean, Venice has changed a lot since the 1700s.
It has. Imagine, instead of those elegant gondolas, maybe he'd paint the vaporettos. You know, those water buses zipping back and forth.
Maybe he'd set up his easel in like a super crowded piazza, tourists everywhere with their selfie sticks and those little water bottles.
Or maybe, you know, he'd go in the opposite direction. Focus on like the quiet corners of the city, those little cafes tucked away down hidden alleyways.
Oh, totally. Capture those slices of everyday life. I mean, who knows? Maybe he'd even ditch the paint and canvas altogether.
Go digital.
Exactly. Imagine like a Canaletto NFT collection, those iconic Venetian scenes, but like pixelated. It's kind of mind-blowing when you think about it.
Right. The possibilities are endless. But no matter what, you know, he'd still find a way to capture that magic, that essence of Venice.
He had a gift, that's for sure. And it's amazing to think, you know, centuries later, here we are still talking about his work, still discovering new things about it.
It's a testament to the power of art, right? Mm-hmm. How it can transcend time, how it can still speak to us, even after all these years.
It's true. It's like this little window into the past. And even though it's a glimpse of a specific place and time, it still feels surprisingly relevant today.
It does. And it reminds us that art isn't meant to just sit there, you know, on a museum wall. It's supposed to spark conversations, make you think.
Exactly. And that's what we've tried to do today. Dive into the details, explore the different layers.
And hopefully get people thinking about Canaletto, about Venice, maybe even art in general, in a whole new light.
Absolutely. So to our listeners out there, next time you're looking at a piece of art, don't just glance at it. Really look at it. Ask yourself, what do you see? What do you think?
Don't be afraid to ask questions. There's always something more to discover. Even in the most familiar artwork.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And hey, speaking of discoveries, a huge shout out to our trusty sidekick for today's deep dive, that treasure trove of information, Wikipedia. We couldn't have done it without you.
Absolutely. Until next time, everyone.
Keep exploring.